Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, we start with old Ralphie Rangnick's Manchester United, who drew their Champions League first leg clash against Atletico Madrid. This was the reaction across TalkSport.
Terms. They won't pretend they deserve it, but they will not care. Anthony Elanga with the biggest goal of his life so far.
That's what happens when you're a top blue chip club like Manchester United. If you've got one or two of your offensive players not playing particularly well, all of a sudden you can dip onto the bench and bring a young player on who's got his tail up at the moment to get you out of a bit of trouble.
He's just enjoying himself on the pitch, and he's fully aware of his strengths and his assets and his weapons, and he's always trying to play and show those weapons, and this is what he did again today. Not only the goal that he scored, he had another two or three great runs. Again, we have to show that on other positions as well, so not only with Anthony Elanga or one or two other players, we just have to play like that on every single position. And if we want to proceed to the quarterfinals in a couple of weeks at home at Old Trafford, we have to play exactly like that.
Breaking news on Talk Sport.
Antonio Conte has again sparked doubts about his future at Tottenham following a 1-0 loss at Burnley. Ben Mee getting the only goal in the 71st minute at Turf Moor.
Antonio, how can you explain the difference in performance between the victory on Saturday night against Manchester City and the performance tonight?
Last five games, we lost four games. This is a disaster. It's a disaster for a club like Tottenham. It means that something is not going in the best way. When happened this type of situation, I think that we have to make assessment. Our fans doesn't deserve to lose four games in the last five games.
So speaking now, what do you think is the best decision going forward? What do you think is the best solution to the problem?
No, but I repeat, I have to speak with the club. I'm available, I repeat. I'm open. For sure, I can't accept this type of situation. I don't like. I don't like to lose games in a row in this way.
One more question. I'm going to Leeds on Saturday. Will you still be the manager on Saturday when I see you? Will you still be there Saturday, Antonio?
This job that he's walked into is far bigger than he realised. Clearly, whatever he is doing on the training ground, with the players, with his coaching staff, he must look at that and feel as though the fruits of his labour, there's just no end result. He must feel as though he cannot turn this club around.
It seems like he's lost hope. And I think if you lose hope as a manager, that's when it's time to pack your bags, whether you end up getting sacked or you walk. But to give that type of interview after a game says to me that it's over.
Once you come to Tottenham, if you gave Rafael Nadal a fork and expecting to win Wimbledon, what's going to happen? This is what's happening with Conte. Look, Folk. Bottle Job FC are back.
And it's victory for Tottenham Hotspur at the Etihad Stadium.
Tottenham Hotspur are back now. They're back with a vengeance. Back with a vengeance. Back with a vengeance. Back with a vengeance.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
You beat Man City at the weekend with probably the best performance I've seen in a long time from Spurs. And then you come back and you go, right, come on, Burnley, we need the points. We're fighting. We're back in amongst it. And then you go and get beat.
Will you still be the manager on Saturday when I see you? Will you still be there Saturday, Antonio?
Cross comes in from Brownhill. It's a deep one. Mees coming underneath it. Heads it in brilliantly. And Burnley take the lead against Tottenham Hotspur.
Turf Moor's a happy place. And they're starting to believe.
Players here deserve a massive amount of credit. We came out of the Leeds game. We're all disappointed. We thought we were off where we should be. And the mentality from the Arsenal game onwards has been building what we are. We know we can play, but we know the basics have to be adhered to. And we are definitely delivering the basics. And one of the biggest basics of all is giving everything. And we are giving everything, and they're getting their rewards.
Liverpool 6, Leeds United 0. And it's Virgil van Dijk who's got this one. Quite how the Leeds defence didn't spot him running onto Andy Robertson's corner, I do not know.
We have to win our football games. We don't have to talk about the title race or whatever. We have to win our football games. And winning our football games could eventually make it a title race. But there are 12 games to go or something like that. 36 points. That's a lot. We will see.
Watford's problems deepen, as you mentioned, Adrian. Second bottom of the table. 2 points behind Burnley, having played 2 games more. Full time at Vicarage Road. Watford 1, Crystal Palace 4.
Roy, what's the message to the supporters tonight after that?
I don't know. What do you want me to say to the supporters?
I just wonder whether you had any consolation for them.
Not really. I didn't think we were outplayed in any way. I thought for large periods of the game we were certainly playing evenly with Crystal Palace. In fact, there were even a few spells where I thought we were actually on top. You know, the message to the supporters is not going to be easy. They're not stupid, the supporters. They knew what the situation was when May and I came in. They know what the situation still is. So I'm not going to try and say stupid things which will give them chances to dream, because I don't believe they are dreamers. They're realistic, but I would like to think they can see that the players are actually doing their best.
Suddenly Zaha, who'd had a quiet game, scored 2 goals in 3 minutes, the second of which was a trademark shift inside from the left and a curling shot past the goalkeeper to send Patrick Vieira very, very happy down beneath us.
It was a really good team performance. I think we played well. We were well disciplined on the field, and that allowed us to be dangerous in some situation, and we managed to score goals, important goals and important period of the game, and that gave us confidence.
Now UEFA is considering moving the season's Champions League final away from St. Petersburg in response to the threat of conflict between Russia and Ukraine. AP's global sports correspondent Rob Harris said that although talks have taken place, don't be surprised if nothing changes.
Maybe if there's a travel advisory, don't go to Russia apart from for essential travel. That means UEFA can hide behind that as the reason for it. But I mean, it does look inconceivable sort of as things are progressing for the Champions League finals be able to be played in St. Petersburg. But we saw the World Cup go ahead in Russia in 2018, despite the Salisbury poisoning, despite the annexation of Crimea,
in like 2014,
despite
absolutely.
Separatists backed by Moscow going into the Donetsk region as well, and very quickly moved on. And it shows sport can very often give cover for regimes like Vladimir Putin. And that was the warnings we heard in the Commons yesterday about not legitimizing the state, particularly at the moment, given their intervention in Ukraine.
On now to the former Chelsea midfielder, Jody Morris. Claiming veteran Blues defender Thiago Silva is a born winner.
Bamba playing it in. Thiago Silva was a touch tight to him, and the cross deflected off him and looped up kindly into the hands of Mendy.
Not only from his own performances, but
the way he wants to organise, the way he gives people a kick up the backside when they deserve it, when they're making mistakes that they shouldn't be making, and little speeches he gives before the game or at half-time and stuff. He's a real winner, and I thought he was a top player before he came to Chelsea and always admired him from afar. But when you see him close up and the level of which he's performing at under Tuchel as well, I think he's an amazing player. That was one of the concerns we had when we signed him, was can he play week in, week out? Will we have to leave him out? You don't really want to be taking out centre halves and replacing them and like kind of rotating. But we come back from like games before and he would be on the phone to Frank, like wanting to talk about games that he weren't involved in or he was injured for. He wanted to speak about things that had gone in the game. He's a student of the game and I think a future manager as well.
Now, our colleagues at The Sun have reported that Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta is set for a new bumper contract. They play Wolves tonight, live on TalkSport. However, Arteta has said he's not thinking about a new deal just yet.
It's just that I am really happy here and my aim is just to build with the club a winning team, a team that people enjoy watching, that feels identified with and that can transmit what we want football-wise and as an organization. Things will happen naturally, that it have happened over the last few months, and now our focus has to be delivering what we want to deliver.
Now, the Reading interim manager, Paul Ince, marked his return to management with a 2-1 home win against Birmingham. He told TalkSport that the stress of the job is already keeping him up at night.
I can't get no sleep.
Two, Birmingham 1. Oh, the governor will be happy. Paul Ince starts with a win here. There's now 8 points between the bottom three and Paul Ince's Royals. A right royal win.
You know, my focus has got to be solely on just trying to keep this team up. And I think it's one of those, Jim, that once you do keep them up, then you kind of reassess it and see where you are. It's funny, Jim, because I've spent the last 6-7 years, you know, sleeping like a baby, nothing to think about anything. And, you know, all of a sudden I come into this job and I'm twisting and turning, can't get to sleep, thinking about injuries, formations. Very stressful job. But, you know, listen, I think when you get a result, you love it, you enjoy it.
England captain Joe Root has been speaking ahead of the three-match test series against the Windies next month, live on the TalkSport network. It's also the first time he's spoken since James Anderson and Stuart Broad were left out of the squad. Rooty reiterated that their international careers aren't over just yet, which of course means they are.
I've spoken to both Stuart and to Jimmy, and you know, as you mentioned, they're obviously disappointed, angry, and they've Stuart in particular has voiced that quite publicly. And you'd expect that, you know, I've got a huge amount of respect for both of them. At no point has been made very clear as well that no one's saying that this is the end for them. And you know, the guys that are on the tour have got a real opportunity to step into some slightly different roles, to take those opportunities, to grow themselves as players within this team and to strengthen what could be the backbone of this team moving forward. And you know, it'd be great to see Stuart and Jimmy very much in the mix at the start of the summer as well.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On now to the former Villa captain, Gabby Agbonlahor, recalling the time he hurt Louis Tomlinson. Who? Oh, yeah, from Westlife. From where? Take that. Oh, yeah, from One Direction. In a charity match. This should be fun. You and me had a whole lot of history. Ooh, we could be the greatest team that the world has ever seen.
Come on, Gabby, tell us what happened. That's between you and Louis Tomlinson from One Direction, right?
Yeah, it was a game for Petrov charity and... I just remember going over and, you know, the normal shoulder bards, Ali?
Yeah.
And, like, I think because he'd been drinking the night before in the hotel, obviously he was a bit hungover. So then he was sick on the side of the pitch. And I think Martin O'Neill wasn't happy because he... But I remember after the game, Ali, I got a good telling off of Henrik Larsson.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was like, you have to apologise. Like, come on, you don't do that. I was like... Sorry, mate, I didn't mean to. Like, it was a charity game, yes, but you don't lose the edge, do you, Ali, sometimes in charity games?
Was Henrik wanting your apology?
Yeah, he weren't happy. I was like, calm down, Henrik. But I was getting death threats of teenage girls.
No.
I was
getting,
how dare you touch my Lewis? How dare you touch my Lewis Tomlinson? I was like, all right, let me get out of here, Ali. Glasgow Airport, let me escape in one piece.
Well, that's it, guys. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from, of course. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Bent. A reminder that from 5:45, Celtic are in action in their Europa Conference League knockout round second leg. That's live on TalkSport 2. And in the Premier League, exclusive to TalkSport, you can hear Arsenal against Wolves. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.